Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country broadcast hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, a couple of sidekicks in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Ralph Williams, Smoking Jim Frazier. We're so blessed that he's back from the hospital and everything. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, you're sitting around a campfire later roasting some marshmallows and playing a kumbaya setting. Check out blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to the podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, laying the red carpet down, putting that podium in its place, handing off the mic, the threes. Ralph, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And you can then pass it over to your sidekick there.
Ralph Williams, 737@gmail.com, Facebook. Also, you can reach me on Twitter and LinkedIn. I no longer have an account on Wimpkin, and they canceled my account because I haven't been on there for a while, which I don't care. And I'm also on YouTube. You can see all my shows on there, along the ones I do with Smoking Jim Frazier on there as well. And also, I urge you to become a subscriber. I'm up to 91. I need 9 more to make 100. So please help me fulfill my goal. And Mark and Smoking Jim, I'm happy to be back in Pittsburgh and out of that godforsaken town of Youngstown, Ohio. Smoking Jim.
Tell us how you really feel.
Oh, I'll tell you how I really feel. I'll tell you after Smoking Jim gives us information. Then I'll tell you how I really feel.
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot to talk about, guys, and now the three-way going across the board now. Starting next week, you'll be in three cities, Ralph. You'll take over Oakland. You've got Pittsburgh, and you go Tampa on Wednesdays. We've got to get that same thing going around here for Smoking Jim, too, across the board. But a lot to talk about. I want to get to some of these comments. Joey from Bucks County, PA, always chimes in. He said, I heard you guys talking last night. Everybody's about ready to put a stake through the Eagles' hearts. We'll be okay. We signed the key players we needed to sign, got rid of the other players we didn't need. The Eagles will still win the division and be in the Super Bowl next year representing the NFC. I don't know what he's smoking. I do a sports show on Philly on WWDB. And you know what? I'm not doing it right now, so, you know, I don't want these Philly guys to come after me, but I will tell you, you've lost a lot of people. Good luck trying to get it. You can always lose, Ralph, and then I'll give it over to you, Smoking Jim. You can lose players. They come and go. But you start losing coaches that were instrumental of you getting to where you needed to get to the Super Bowl, that's hard to replace. And Sirianni has got to address the elephant in the room come training camp. Wouldn't you say, Ralph?
Absolutely, and they also lost Miles Sanders, who if they would have used a little bit more in the Super Bowl, they might have won the game, okay, because they didn't, Shane Steichen didn't call too many running plays. If they would have did a little more play action with Miles Sanders, they might have won the game, all right? It was poor play calling in that game. So anyway, of the biggest game of the year yet, guys, the biggest game of the year, and you make bad play calls. But anyway, you're right, Mark. That this guy in Bucks County, I don't know if he's dreaming, smoking, or drinking the wrong Kool-Aid, because Philly is not going to be that good this year. they'll be lucky if they win eight games because they don't have the talent that they once had. Javon Hargrove is gone. He went to San Francisco. So I don't know where anyone gets that the Philly, that the Eagles are going to be any good. Smoking Jim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark Mancini made a great point, so did Ralph. When you lose your both your offense and your defensive coordinators, and you know they're of some substance because they both got head coaching jobs, so they got a lot of respect around the league as far as their knowledge is concerned. And then you lose Miles Sanders, outstanding running back that grew up 2 minutes from my house. So he's really a local kid that's always been a great talent at running back. So it's going to be tough, but don't forget, in April, they got a chance to replenish some of that talent in the draft. So until we see what the draft bears out, you know, they still got a pretty good quarterback and a pretty good offense. So, you know, let's see what happens in the draft.
That'll be the big one is the draft. And we've seen what the Steelers have done in the draft. Let me get Albert from Poway, and he's a big Charger fan, and he basically says, well, the Chargers are losing guys left and right. Eckler wants out of Los Angeles. This is par for the course with those Chargers. You lose Eckler, good luck with that. Herbert's a great quarterback, but you need the surrounding pieces. There's a lot of movement going around in the NFL the last couple of days, Ralph.
Yeah, absolutely. The Steelers have been involved, and I was actually quite surprised at this. I didn't realize that our numbers cruncher of a GM, Omar Khan, was, doing anything at all. All right? But anyway, he today restructured the contract of Minkah Fitzpatrick and went out, and the Steelers went out and added linebacker Alondon Roberts, 2-year deal from Miami. Yesterday, they signed linebacker Cole Holcomb, who, from what I understand, isn't a bad linebacker, but I'm hoping he's not another Joe Schobert or Miles Jack,
right,
who they cut today, or Devin Bush. I mean, we've had our share of bad linebackers, but we have to do something, guys, because Robert Spillane, the guy with the lunch pail that shows up for every game and does what he needs to do, is now a Las Vegas Raider. So here we are.
Smoking Jim, your thoughts?
Well, like we said during football season, man, it's going to be tough because Jalen Hurts now is up for a new contract, and I believe Herbert is up for a new contract. And when you start having to pay these franchise quarterbacks, man, it really limits the talent that you're going to add around them. I think Philadelphia might have missed their window. Everything was in place this year for them to win the Super Bowl. They, you know, Hurts was still on the rookie contract. Now you're getting ready to pay him, elite quarterback money. So don't be surprised if Philadelphia continues to lose veteran players here in the offseason.
Yeah, that's a
big thing.
Yeah,
not only that, guys. Not only that, guys. And I'm sorry, Mark. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
But not only that, the NFL's crazy around here. These teams are nuts. They're signing guys that only had 1 year of doing anything to big contracts. What do you think, Mark?
No, you're absolutely right. And what about a Lamar Jackson? Where the heck is he going? That's a great quarterback, not the pickup.
Yeah,
the only
exactly.
thing is he's representing himself. So, you know, people can lowball him, you know, representing yourself. But that's a quarterback that I can see in a lot of cities. Miami, you know, would turn him around. Washington would be a big force there. But, you know, obviously Baltimore don't want him. So if the Baltimore don't want him, let him hop out of there and go down the side of the road in Washington.
Smoking Jim?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit tough because of the tag that they put on him. I think it comes with two first-round picks, I believe. I'm not absolutely sure. So A lot of these teams have their quarterbacks. A lot of teams like Carolina kind of like a couple of quarterbacks in the draft. That's why they moved up to the number one spot overall in the draft. They switched with Chicago. So, you know, I think that Lamar Jackson, like Mark said, he did a little bit of an injustice to himself by representing himself. And number two, the quarterback carousel doesn't seem like right now it's going to include him.
Well, yeah, you know, remember when Ricky Williams was represented by Master P? Does anybody remember that?
Yeah,
I remember that. I remember that one.
Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
Yeah. When you look at it, I think basically the thing here is look, I'm not a New York guy, but I saw this coming 3 months ago that Aaron Rodgers was going to land in New York. What I didn't see coming in that layout was, you know, he was going to dictate on what he wanted before he signed with him. And you see, he got his wide receiver in there. He'll probably end up getting Odell Beckham Jr. You get an Ezekiel Elliott in there, or you get an Eckler in there. You know, now you got an offensive line, a defensive line. You know, it's a win-win situation in New York. And let's face it, you know, we talked about this yesterday in Tampa. Ralph, if I have a choice to go to the big city and the bright lights, I'm taking that over Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley any day of the week.
You're exactly right, Mark. Oh, by the way, we're going to make our dreams come true. So there you go.
And that's why the Jets are, you know what, when I look at the Jets, this could be the second coming of Joe Namath. You know, guys, you know, I don't want to look like I'm, you know, in a 60s VW bus with a Grateful Dead shirt on smoking a peace pipe here, but I'm telling you, watch out. You know, the Jets can, you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't care, and it's hard to beat a guy that doesn't care. And, you know, I know how tough that New York media could be, but it's not going to shed any light. This guy's got ice in his veins. It's not going to rattle him, you know. He's a guy that was a big fish in a small pond in Green Bay. He was here a lot of years. Look what he'll do in New York. And you know what? We haven't seen a quarterback in New York that has taken this over since Joe Namath, or maybe Richard Todd.
Yeah, Richard Todd was a good quarterback. Ken O'Brien wasn't a bad quarterback. He was okay. But
drafted. He was. That was the big draft in '83 when they all came out. I think it was Marino. Jim Kelly.
Marino.
I think
Jim Kelly.
Yeah, Kozar. I think Kozar was in that one, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he was.
Yep, Ken O'Brien was in that one.
Todd Blackledge from Penn State.
Yep, Blackledge from Penn State, yep.
You had a bunch of guys. John Elway, yep, that's right. He didn't want to go to the Colts.
That was the big draft back then. Well, as we get it over to you, closing in 15 minutes in, and we're picking up steam here at 180 across the board. Ralph, what's a topic that you want to tackle?
Well, we could get started with some wrestling news. The Bella Twins are leaving the WWE for AEW. They were spotted at Revolution. They were there to support Bryan Danielson, and by some stretch of the imagination, Tony Khan was able to talk to them into coming to AEW, and that's where they are going. Bray Wyatt has an illness. That's why he was not on, and neither was Bobby Lashley on Monday Night Raw. And also, there's a possibility that Bray Wyatt and the Bobby Lashley match could be canceled because Bray Wyatt has some kind of an illness, and they think it'll stretch all the way to WrestleMania. So that match goes bye-byes. So, and you also have Impact Wrestling. Scott D'Amore has been promoted to president. From general manager to president of Impact Wrestling. He deserves it, guys. He's been a very vital part of fixing Impact Wrestling for Anthem Sports when Dixie Carter and her gang ran it into the ground. And, you know, so I think Scott D'Amore deserves it. He's a hard worker, and he's for the wrestlers, and that's a good thing. And he's managed to keep Impact moving. What Impact needs now is to get on some kind of national network or something because they're still on a streaming service. They are on Access TV, They have former announcer from WWE, Tom Phillips, as their head announcer. He's going by his real name, Tom Hanrahan or Hanran or whatever, however it's pronounced. And so far, that's really it. And also, there's rumors going around. We discussed the last night, Mark, with Peter Blake and Smoke and Jim, that Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks may be coming to the WWE. That is starting to get some steam going there. Because if they come to the WWE, as we discussed last night, I believe that the WWE could really flourish with them. That depends on where they put them in creative. So I don't have anything else to add other than that.
Well, let me get some comments before I give it over to you, Smoke and Jim. Arnie coming in from Porter Ranch, California, basically says, guys, I'm going to WrestleMania. It's a nice event. I'm not a big fan of the two-day thing because I think one night gets more popular than the other one. It's usually the Sunday one. But I'm also going to the SmackDown Hall of Fame thing on Friday. And then I see Raw's there Monday and NXT Tuesday. So it's a big week in Los Angeles. And, you know, Arnie, you're absolutely right. It's big. But here's the problem I got as I give it over to you, Smoke and Jim, and then we can roll this over to Ralph. WrestleMania, I don't know where it's going to be. They haven't announced it for next year, 25, 26. All I know is they're letting us know in 27 it's at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. So I'm saying to myself, if you could let us know what's going on 4 years from now, how come you can't let us know what's going on next year? Jim, any thought to that? And we'll give it over to Ralph, and then you can answer Arnie out here in Porter Ranch.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing, because I think Ralph really said it eloquently. But I just read out here that Lamar Jackson's been offered 3 years, $133 million fully guaranteed contract, which is about $45 million a year, and he turned it down because he's looking for 5 years, $230 million. So it'll be a while, man.
Oh, my gosh.
17th to deadline, yeah.
Thanks for the information on that, Smoke and Jim. I appreciate that because that's insane.
I agree.
Oh, that's insane. But anyway, do you have any comments, Mark, before we get moving here with everything else?
Well, let me bring a few more to the thing. And any comment on the WrestleMania venue that they seem to push out 4 years?
Yeah. I know where it is next year. They announced it, but it was kind of like behind the scenes. It's going to be at Ford Field in Detroit.
Wow. So yeah, they haven't been to Detroit then since the big one with Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I think that was WrestleMania 3, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, and I believe it was the Macho Man as well.
Yeah, that was a good match, yes.
Wow, so it's in Detroit. Now, we're getting a lot of people commenting. Let me get to some of these. Coming out of Dearborn, Michigan. Ted, I see you there. He's been to a few WrestleManias. He heard us last night talking about some of the ones we've been to. I've never been to one, but I'm going this year in L.A. I've been to a Hell in a Cell, and I've been to a bunch of Summer Slams before they finally took it out of L.A. and brought it into Brooklyn. So want to know what we've been all over. Have you been to any pay-per-views or anything like that, Ralph, and then we'll give it over to Smoke and Jim.
Yeah, I've been to a few. Yeah, I've been to a few. I was at two at the old Civic Arena. I went to one, I believe it was a Hell in a Cell, and it was JBL versus the Big Show, and the Big Show threw JBL through a mat. I mean, he literally just threw him through the mat, and the mat caved in. They had to stop the match. It was crazy, but, yeah, he threw him through the mat. And then I also went to another pay-per-view in Cleveland, Ohio. See, what happened was I used to be the personal cab driver when General Nutrition Center was the sponsor for WWE, and I used to take one of their top executives to the airport, and he would give me free passes to go to these wrestling events. So I went to that one, and I went to one in Cleveland, which I believe was a Backlash or some – it was the one after WrestleMania. I went there for that. And, you know, that was pretty good. And I've gone to some Raws and some SmackDowns in Pittsburgh, but I've never been to a WrestleMania, SummerSlam. SummerSlam was in Pittsburgh back in the 90s, but I didn't make it. So, you know.
Wow. Smoking Jim?
Yeah, never been. That's on my bucket list. I've never been to a Hell in a Cell, so I would love to go.
Okay, and Smoking Jim, when I give it over to you, anything you want to bring to the topic table, and then I'll take one.
Well, I tell you what, man. He has a legitimate gripe. You know, Rey Mysterio only gave his son for his 16th birthday a BMW and not a Mercedes, so I can see how his son is there, his brother. I mean, I got to side with Dominic. I got to side with Dominic on this one, brother.
Oh, my. I couldn't believe that. Oh, and Ray's a deadbeat dad, too. Poor Ray. You know what? Ray's going to the Hall of Fame, and he's a deadbeat dad. That's a shame. poor Dominic. My heart bleeds for him. I'm sitting here right now playing the violin, guys.
Go figure that one exactly. You know, when you look at that one, it's unbelievable. But I will tell you, a topic on the table, and I know, Ralph, you're not too much into the NBA, but I will tell you, I look at Ja Morant, and I'm saying to myself, wow, does this guy remind me of Allen Iverson? What the first thing I'd say to a guy like that is, man, it takes a long time to climb a mountain. You don't really want to roll off overnight. And I don't know if it's a peer pressure or, you know, looking at, you know, the good money and just, you know, thinking you're invincible, but it's nice to see he sat down with Rose and had a nice interview, Smoking Jim and Ralph, to realize that he made a big mistake. And an 8-game suspension, that could be nothing compared to just losing your reputation here and being just one of the guys when you were looked at as a role model, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well, let me say this. You know, a lot of these athletes, get these young kids out there today, they think these athletes are role models, like you said, and then what happens is they end up laying an egg, committing a crime, getting on saying stupid things on social media, you name it, they're doing it. And if that's supposed to be a role model, this country's in trouble, because if this is where kids are going, you know, the role model should be their fathers, their pastor, somebody that's, you know, if they're in a Boy Scouts or Scoutmaster, somebody else other than, you know, an athlete who, I mean, some of them you can't, are good role models. There are good athletes out there. I'm not saying they're all bad. But you have some of these guys that make it bad, as in anything, for other athletes. So, and, you know, he happens to be one of them.
Smoking Jim?
Very surprising. You know, Ralph said it very, very well. But I was surprised. I know, I mean, kids only 23 years old, but I had no idea. I thought he was the face of the NBA. I thought he was a, you know, clean-cut kid that was going to make a ton of money on endorsements and all the news that was coming out. Very shocking. I was very shocked. I think the NBA did him a favor by only giving him eight-game suspension. Like you said, Mark, now he can keep his reputation intact somewhat. I think he did a week and a half of rehab. I'm not sure what that'll do. But hopefully he has some people in his life and his family that can keep him on the straight and narrow, and because he's very, very lucky. In a nightclub with a gun, could have been serving some jail time if I had something to do with it.
Yeah. David from Austin, Texas, chiming in. He said you can take the kid out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the kid. use that line on sometimes. Yeah. And, well, I'll tell you, you know, I don't know what it is, and I believe he's from Memphis, and I know some of these inner cities could be tough, and it's hard to escape that, you know, what you grew up in. But I think if, once you start and you get that good money, you got to somehow break away from that, because if you don't, you're going to just roll right back in it. I'll use an analogy. Today I did an interview with a nice KTLA anchor, and we were talking about, you know, with everything going on in the world today, guys, mental health, suicides, and stuff like this, there are, and Ralph, you bring up a great point. It's hard to find a role model. So you got to kind of be your own role model to a certain extent and fixate on positive books, which I do. You know, Claudia Rosano's book is a good one that I got right on my nightstand, Lead from the Neck, you know, Not from the Neck Up, the Heart Up. And then you basically look at guys in sports, Kobe Bryant or, you know, God rest his soul, a Tom Brady, a LeBron James. You got to fixate on something where they have set the bar and nothing rattles them. And, you know, I think what ends up happening, if you take 20 kids today, 17 give up, and three will just, nothing will stop them. It's kind of like that we were talking about with Aaron Rodgers. You know, you get the, you know, the more or less the ice in the veins mentality, where you just look at naysayers as pylons on a highway and you don't pay attention to them. And then that's how you got to look at everything else. But I think the John Morant situation is, you know, you find out, you know, he bleeds like all of us. The problem is there is you got to break away from that. You know, especially when you're making big money. You know, somebody offers any one of you, you know, us, hey, you know what, I'll give you $1 million, do the show. You're going to be there at somebody's beck and call. You're going to be, hey, you want me to work at 2 in the morning? What are you talking about? At $1 million, yeah, I'll be there at 1 in the morning. But that's the thing where people, you know, if it comes too easy and they're coddled, this is the end problem on it, Ralph. And we'll give it over to Jim on any thought on that.
Oh, excuse me. Wow. Excuse me. Anyway, yeah, you know, there are athletes out there, Mark, and Smoke and Jim, that have mental issues. They don't know how to handle money. They go out, some of them will bank it, and they're very successful. Others will go out and make foolish purchases and go out and think that they're invincible, like you said, before they end up getting an injury, and then they lose all their money. And that can take a toll on folks. I've heard of athletes committing suicide. I've heard of rock stars and musicians doing it, even actors and actresses. It's the stress of the job and the money that's involved in it. People don't know how to handle themselves like that. And, you know, you need to, if you're going to get something like that, money like that, yeah, you'll be there at 2 o'clock in the morning, but you got to understand how to handle it. And you got to understand how to handle the job and not get yourself into a position where you have to, you're in a mental health crisis where you're committing suicide and doing dumb things. That could be the situation. Smoke and Jim.
Yeah. I mean, Ralph, you and Mark laid it out very, very well. And what these young people have to realize, we're in times that we've never been in before with social media and whatnot. So whatever you do is going to get caught. A lot of guys did stuff 40 years ago, 50 years ago, but, you know, you was never caught. But the cameras is everywhere. They're on the telephone poles, they're in the clubs, you know, social media. So you got to be really be extra careful. And because you can really lose everything overnight.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt about that. To finish up on that, we're getting some comments on it too.
Mark, before you get into the comments here, 367.
Yeah.
We're up to 367 listening right now. And I want to thank everybody for that. So
yeah, that's, but we've been picking up steam on that front. Let me get to some of these, and then we'll break some more stuff down. We got Michael coming out of Visalia, California. Says, guys, keep up the great work. Nice to see Jim's back. Prayers were sent out to you guys last week. I don't know if you saw it for Jim and to you, Ralph, with your nephew. So thank you, Michael, out of Visalia, California.
Yeah, thank you very much, Michael.
That's a good one. Don, coming out of Chelmsford, Massachusetts, says, guys, I listen to your show, and then I go right into that crazy clown show that they call Eat Me. I don't know what that is, and I don't know what they're ever going to talk about, but can somebody explain it to me? Well, Don, you just got to listen to it. That's all I can. I don't know, Ralph. You want to tell them?
Yeah. I still haven't gotten their recipe for beans and wieners yet, although I have my own recipe, and I call it Ralphie Stew. Just ask Smoking Jim because he's had it. So, you know. But, yeah, I have not heard one recipe for anything. Last week they were talking about new beaches in California somewhere. So, that was crazy. But anyway, yeah, so that's a crazy show at night. The one at 9 o'clock.
Any comment on that from Don from Chelmsford, Smoking Jim?
No comment, brother.
Okay, well, we'll give it over to you at the top of the hour. Ralph, take it away with whatever you want to keep going with as we keep pushing the envelope here. And, boy, I love doing this show, man. So blessed to be a part of it with you two guys.
Well, I can tell you what. If you want my real opinion about Youngstown, Ohio, I will tell you my real opinion. First of all, it's a very angry, depressed city. Okay, it's always been like that. John Taffer from Bar Rescue rescued two bars down there. The mayor was in one of the rescues with them, and he said he was, and this was back in 2014, he said, as most of their mayors probably have said over the years, is that we're going to, you know, improve the city or try to get it back up and moving. It's still where it is. They have three corporate corporations there, three companies. Phantom Fireworks is their corporate office is there. I didn't have the time to go visit them. As you know, I'm trying to get sponsors for our shows, and I didn't have the time to stop and talk to them. And then Schwabel's Bread is down there as well, and so is the corporate office for Huntington Bank. So, you know, they have a little bit of stuff, but their city, I wasn't impressed with it. You know, the food at the restaurants, some of the restaurants there was nasty. And the only place that I recommend for anyone that goes there is on Belmont Avenue. There's a place called Jimmy's, and it's an Italian grocery store with a deli, and they have hot food. They make homemade pasta, homemade meatballs, and pizza and stuff like that. They're very, very good food. But other than that, nothing in Youngstown, Ohio satisfied me at all. I got nothing but angry people, ignorant people, and I'm glad I'm home. So.
Wow. So the meatball sandwich is pretty bad.
No, the meatball sandwich is good at Jimmy's, at this Jimmy's place. So, but, yeah, other than that, I had issues at the hotel. I had issues with the cafeteria workers at the hospital. You know, and then believe me, I blasted them on my show too. So, you know, they know about it. And, you know, so, and it was just everywhere in that whole city. It's like everybody's angry and it's crazy there. And nobody
let me get some of these comments. Johnny from Germantown, Pennsylvania says, next time you go into Ohio, Ralph, make sure you take off your Pennsylvania license plate. that might be the call of the year on that one, right up there with the rendezvous in Wheeling, West Virginia.
hey, don't laugh. I might be going to Wheeling in June to see REO Speedwagon, so don't laugh.
Billy Joel was just out here. I think last week, believe it or not. So, there's a lot to – let me get to some more of these comments as they come through. Matt coming in from, I guess, Pompano Beach, Florida, says, guys, I love your show. What's going on with the country these days? Train derailments in Ohio. Maybe that's why you don't want to go down there anymore, Ralph. And he says, I guess when you look at what's going on, the banks are folding like hotcakes too. Yeah. those small banks are just getting swallowed up, I guess. That's a show for a political show, Matt, down there in Pompano Beach, and we're running a wrestling and a sports show.
Yeah, exactly. But no, you asked me about Youngstown, Mark, so I had to tell you. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Talking about now we're getting people coming in with good food. Somebody says, well, you got to try the North End. This is Tony. Tony coming in from Brookline, Mass. Says, well, the best food is in North End. Can't beat the Italian food in Boston. Yeah, I've been there. That's a great place.
Boston.
In Boston. You know, that's
Boston.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Smoking Jim and Ralph, as we take this show and keep it on an even keel, we don't want to run it into the ground like that one out of Indianapolis. God forbid, man. I think they're turning over John Deere in that state. Somebody's comment is, but let me get to the comment on this. I think what you know, when you look at foods and everything, the best foods to me are back east, man. Those foods back there, it must be the water or something, but I've eaten at a couple Olive Gardens, and I've walked out of there, and I said to myself, I could have pulled into a Stop and Go or something and got a microwave pizza, and it would have been better than that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you're right, Mark. The stuff up there, up in the east, isn't bad. I've been in Amish country. I've been up in Erie. I've been in a few places, Washington, D.C. Food's not bad. I mean, in the east. I've been at Ocean City, Maryland. So food is good. Yes. Yeah. The crab cakes
little
are
crab
very
cakes,
good in Ocean City.
So as we look at what's going on, I don't know if you've kept your eye on the tournament, Smoking Jim, a couple upsets. Furman took out Virginia. Princeton took out Arizona. So, 59-55. Small school like Princeton. I knew a guy that went to Princeton, and I said to myself, wow, if I'm not mistaken, I think Princeton's an Ivy League school. Am I right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I know a guy that went to Princeton or wanted to go to Princeton, Anthony Tuparello.
Yeah, there was another player that came out of there too. I'm trying to think. Who came out of Princeton? God, it's a little school off of 95. I remember when I was driving from Pittsburgh to Rhode Island, I had to go through there. It was just right at the edge of the border when you come in from Philly into New York. New Jersey, little school like Princeton pulls a surprise.
Oh,
Smoking Jim, anything on your mind, my friend?
Well, I tell you what, Ralphie's rat. I haven't been to Youngstown since 94. Always was treated good when I went there. But the last time I was there was for a championship game, Division I AA. Youngstown State played a team that had the number three guy in the Heisman voting that year from Alcorn State named Steve Air McNair. The week before, he blew out both hamstrings, so he couldn't run. So he was in a shotgun offense, passed for 600 yards, got blasted all over the place, kept getting up, never complained. And that's when I said, this kid's going to be a good quarterback. He was already earmarked to go in the first round. He had no hamstrings. He could have injured himself and not played professionally, but he still played the game and played at a high level. They lost to Youngstown State that day in the championship. But Air McNair showed how tough he was, and he continued to show that toughness throughout his NFL career. So that was a great day for me. And it was a great day for Youngstown State winning the national championship.
Yeah. Well, Miguel coming in from Silver Lake. Miguel's been on a few other shows coming through, and he basically says, I see your Italy got smashed today, Mancini, by the Japan team. So they're gone. We'll see you in a few years. My team is moving on, Puerto Rico. Yeah, you're right, Miguel, but the problem with Puerto Rico is when you actually advance, you shouldn't celebrate on a ladder. Now Edwin Diaz is out for the year. You know. don't borrow ladders from Home Depot and start celebrating. You know, that's the problem. Yeah, I know the Italians are home, and that's okay. We had a nice little run with Mike Piazza running the squad. We got in the second round, and we probably lost to the team that's going to win the whole darn thing anyhow in Japan. But let me tell you something, Miguel. Don't if you advance in the next round and get to the championship, please don't bring more ladders from Home Depot to celebrate.
Yeah, there you go. We're up to 400.
You know, and let me just, you know, I'm not making a joke about that by any means, but guys, this is actually, it really doesn't make any sense. I never figured this out. Why, I know teams get excited, and I know you get excited in this, but dude, why are you jumping around on a dog pile realizing somebody can either break a foot, a leg, a shoulder? I mean, I don't understand that. You see that on walk-offs and everything, and I'm just saying to myself, guys, you gotta be cognizant of what can happen here. You know,
oh,
to
absolutely.
Me, it's almost like saying, hey, you know what, just run off the cliff here. There's water down below. Can I look? No, just run off the cliff. It's like, come on. Ralph, any take to that? I mean, we're not making fun of the situation. We're just laying it out. I don't understand that. I mean, if you're going to be cognizant and you're going to tell players, hey, they can't drive motorcycles and dirt bikes and do all these extracurricular activities, then why are we having dog pounds on after a home run and everything? Just kind of give a high five and then move on. We've seen so many of these people get injured. I think Bellinger, one of those guys, got injured after a home run by somebody stepping on his hand, or I don't understand it. I mean, help me out, guys.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. You know, some of these athletes and some of these people, and the managers, you know, and coaches, they have to set the example as well. You know, there was a coach recently, I believe he was just fired from somewhere because of some kind of nonsense. And, you know, if you're supposed to be the coach, regardless of your position as a coach, either you're the head coach or an assistant, you have to set the example. If you're
right.
a college coach on campus, if you're a pro coach, definitely got to set the example. If you don't, you shouldn't be a coach. It's that simple. You know, coaches think that way too. But to be stomping on a dog or whatever, because, you know, and then telling somebody else they have to stay off of social media, no. You know, everybody thinks there's a double standard here, and that's exactly what it is.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Smoking Jim, any comment on that?
Well, I think you guys have me over here laughing so hard on it. I just wanted to comment on, hey, let's give it up to Furman. There was a few people that was predicting Furman matched up very, very well with Virginia, and they took them down, but nobody had Princeton beating Arizona. And Princeton used to always be good. I don't know if you remember, Ralph. They was always good. They were like Gonzaga when it came to tournament time. You know, Princeton ran that Princeton offense, they were good at three-point shots and whatnot.
Yes, they were.
Congratulations to an Ivy League team, man. And I tell you what, these coaches, they got beat today. They're probably going to be on the hot seat a little bit. They got to answer to their athletic director, I'm sure.
Yeah, Virginia, man. How in the world does Virginia lay an egg like that? I mean, they did so well this year in the ACC. I'm waiting for Duke next to go down. If Duke goes down, oh, we're in trouble. Pitt better win this. Oh, my gosh. Pitt's going to have to save the ACC because if Duke goes down, forget it. Oh, it's over.
Well, Pitt had a nail-biter on that NIT game, and I'm surprised, you know, two teams were left on the bubble here. I was surprised Rutgers wasn't invited.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I was
exactly.
really surprised. I was really surprised that, you know, they didn't bring Rutgers into the mix here. You know, were you? You know, I mean, why, you know, Pitt I could see was a bubble team, but I thought Rutgers should have went. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Go ahead, Smoker Jim. I haven't been following records, so I don't know what they're doing.
The Big Ten was considered to be down this year, Mark. So the people on the committee was really reluctant about how many teams they were going to add from the Big Ten. And I was surprised. I was a bit surprised, too. I thought Rutgers should have got an at-large bid, but they didn't, and it was because of the poor play in the Big Ten this year.
Well, and not only that's the thing. I just looked at it. I'll tell you a team you better watch out for. They struggled a little today, but I like them as San Diego State.
Yeah,
they could do well as well. See, here's the thing, guys. Yeah. When you get involved in these tournaments, okay, if you stink up the joint in the conference tournament, you really don't make it. What goes on in the regular season is the regular season, okay? When you get into conference tournament and you stink up the joint and you don't make it into the NCAA, you don't deserve to be in there if that's what you did. So, I mean, you know. Oh, by the way, the only positive thing, speaking of Youngstown State, Smoking Jim, the only positive thing about that place was when I was leaving yesterday, everybody was coming in for their game against Oklahoma State in the NIT. And they have to play it at Youngstown State because Oklahoma State booked their facility for something else, and they had to move it to Youngstown State. So that city's going to make money this weekend.
Yeah, that's the thing. We're down to the last 13 minutes and change, basically, in the show. As we swing this around with the wrestling, a lot of news to talk about, you know, where this WrestleMania card's going to go. You broke it up earlier,
yeah,
telling us about the Lashley and Wyatt thing. I think right now what they're trying to do is just put together something that they thought they were going to have great for two shows. They're struggling to put two shows together on this thing for WrestleMania. I know it's a money pit to try to get, you know, more people back-to-back shows, but let's face it, I mean, we're putting Omos and
Brock Lesnar.
Brock on
yeah,
the thing. Does anybody really need to see that? And the other one that
not
doesn't really make sense. Yeah, does anybody really need to see who Austin Theory's going to wrestle? If John Cena's going to put him over or something? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they need to stay away from. Who knows where Seth Rollins is going in a match? I mean, I think what they did is they haven't had the storylines drag out as much as they should have with, like, the Bloodline, and they've rushed these other ones. So now if you try to push them back together again, it's a joke. I would have loved to see, you know, Brock Lesnar go against somebody better than, you know, maybe a Lashley in that one again, or have something where it would have been, you know, Bronson Reed or something. You just don't keep coming. You don't bring them against a great Khali type of guy. Any thought to that, Ralph?
Yeah, I do have a thought to that because you're right. As of right now, both days are not covered for the match cards. And then you have Finn Balor going up against Edge in a Hell in a Cell match. And you have the six-woman match with the Damage Control versus Becky Lynch, Trish Stratus, and Lita. And then you have the two women's championships in there. They might be able to squeak a few matches in there, but the original plan was to have Brock Lesnar go up against Gunther, and Gunther was supposed to lose his title before WrestleMania, but that didn't happen that way. So now you're going to have here's what's going to happen. Friday night you have Sheamus and Drew McIntyre fighting on SmackDown to fight Gunther at WrestleMania. What's going to happen is there's going to be a disqualification. Those two guys,
yep,
and Gunther are going to be in a triple threat match or some five-man,
yep,
ladder match. That's what's supposed to happen. That still could happen. Okay? You were supposed to have Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus the Usos. That never happened. They were supposed to split the belts up at WrestleMania. By this month, they were supposed to have the belts split up with Raw's tag team and the WWE Championship, and they were supposed to have a tournament. And the two guys that finished the tournament were to go up against each other for that title. That was supposed to happen. The Raw tag team belts were supposed to happen. A lot of the things that they had planned guys. They never, ever decided to do them. And now they have this mixed card, and they're scrambling to fill spots now because Bray Wyatt is sick. So who's Lashley going to go up against now? Nobody. And, you know, you're down one match at least. You can't afford to even be down one match.
Smoking Jim, any thought to that?
Man, I agree 100% with Ralph. He laid it out. There's nothing really add.
Well, and not only that, you like Peter Blake says, you stole a thunder, Ralph, on that one, because that's where I thought this thing is going to go. There's no way one of those guys is going to win and then go against Gunther. I will tell you this, Sheamus is going to take the belt regardless if it's a 5, a 3, or whatever, because Sheamus has never had the Intercontinental Championship. So Sheamus will end up with the belt. The question is does McIntyre become a heel down the line? It's not going to be Sheamus' turn, and we've seen him turn before, but I think they're going to give the belt to Sheamus because Gunther's had it for quite a while, man. He's not pushing Bloodline, you know, territory or, you know, Roman Reigns stuff, but he's had it quite a while, man. He's had it probably as long as Bianca Belair has had the title, correct?
Yeah, exactly, Mark. And get this. They're dragging their feet now on the Rey Mysterio against Dominic Mysterio match. That match should have been made months ago.
Well, that's going to be like a Kevin Owens thing. That'll be a last minute, 1 week before type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, too, you also have one other thing I wanted to mention, too, that I forgot to mention. It was on the top of my head. Damn, I forgot. Sorry, guys. But, go ahead, Smoking Jim. When I figure it out, I'll get it.
No, I didn't have anything to add. I would be surprised to see, although you guys are predicting it, but I'd be surprised. I got to take Rey Mysterio at his word that he's not going to fight his son. And so I'd be surprised if Dominic and Rey fought.
Yeah, I don't need to see Dominic come out and tell everybody about how much hard time he's done in the back of a car. I don't need to keep hearing that. I don't know. Understand. You know what? Like I said yesterday in Tampa, Ralph, this guy comes on, the Judgment Day comes on. I'm getting ready to watch a rerun of Gunsmoke. I can't take these guys, man.
Oh, it's terrible, man.
WrestleMania, please keep these guys till Sunday. Don't bring them out Saturday.
Don't bring them out at all. You know, other than Finn Balor. Oh, my gosh.
By the way, guys,
I mentioned this last night on our Talking Wrestling show with Smoke and Jim and I. But Butch is going to go back to his real name, which happens to be Pete Dunne. He was the NXT or European champion. Well, he's going back to his real name, Pete Dunne. That's what I wanted to tell everybody.
Yeah, and he's kind of fallen out. What has happened to that team? They kind of went down south real fast.
Yeah, they did, the Brawling Brutes, yes. I actually thought the Brawling Brutes was going to be Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, and the other two, and Butch and the other guy there as well. I would love to see him go up against Imperium, which they have a few times, but I would love to see it. I mean, you know, but it's not going to happen. And you're right,
no.
Drew McIntyre is going to go heel. I think he will. In fact, there's
a
rumor going around
that he's been a face for quite a while, I think, when the pandemic started. So I think he'll probably go that other route. There's nothing for him to do as a face, so he has to go heel, and that's where I can see it going. But, you know, they've lost some great guys. We got one comment coming in, and this is Eric coming in, and he's coming in from Kirkland, Washington, says, guys, my favorite, and boy, he was something in the WWE, was Cesaro. Where is Cesaro now?
He's in AEW.
Exactly.
Yeah, Claudio Castronovi, and he's the ROH Heavyweight Champion. That's where he's at.
Yeah.
So.
He says his... Eric goes, is Cesaro and Fandango joined at the hip? Yeah, they kind of look like each other a little. Fandango.
Yeah, Fandango's an Impact, guys. He's Dirty Dango. That's his name. He's just signed with Impact. Dirty Dango. So.
Yeah, yeah. Bo and Blake, remember those guys, the team?
Oh, yeah.
And the WWE, I think they were the Ballou brothers.
Yes.
Bo and Blake Ballou. And, yeah, Bo was the one that kind of looked like Triple H, if I'm not mistaken.
Well,
Tall guy.
Did you hear, Mark, that Ric Flair is going to induct the Great Muta into the Hall of Fame? I think I saw that.
Yeah. That's amazing. So I guess there's five or six, so we'll probably get a few more this coming next couple of weeks, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, we will. We'll see what happens. So far, it's Rey Mysterio, Great Muta. I didn't hear about anybody else. I don't know who else it's going to be, but I guess
there's usually six. Hey, we're down to less than 4 minutes. It's that time again. Give me a rant of the week, Ralph. We'll give it over to Smoking Jim. I'll throw a quick one.
Well, my rant of the week is that I cannot believe the poor spring training record of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They are 4-13-1. And they played the Yankees today, and they probably got blown out. I didn't even look at the score. But the Pirates have been atrocious in this spring training time. And unbelievable, beseech me to say this, but Mitch Keller will be our opening day pitcher, which I think Mitch Keller should be somewhere else other than pitching for the Pirates because he stinks. And we're going to find out what he does this year. But, you know, but that's my rant about the Pittsburgh Pirates at this time. I don't know. What I'm seeing right now in spring training, I think we're going to be in trouble. So we'll see what happens.
Before I give it over to Smokin' Jim, I will tell you the Lions one time went undefeated in the preseason, and then they went and lost everything in the regular season. The Raiders last year, I think, were 5-0 in the preseason, and then you know what happened with them. But so I don't care about the preseason as much as the regular season. I think this team's going to do some damage. I got a bet with an anchor out here that the Dodgers will not make the playoffs, and we might up another taco on that rice and bean dinner. So that'll be a story for another day. As we give it over to you, Smoking Jim, what do you want to rant about?
Well, I tell you what, I'm tired of losing money going against Mark Mancini, so I'm going with him. All my brackets got UCLA winning the national championship courtesy of Mark Mancini. I'm being the money.
Yeah, well, my rant is all you guys that see me with a UCLA cheerleader and think it looks like my daughter, you need to get a life, man. I'm not a prune at 61. I'm enjoying myself at a game, and if it means taking a picture with a UCLA cheerleader, so be it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know where these guys come out. It's like I was put on trial because I stole a Snicker bar from a Cumberland Farms.
Oh, my. Wow. Hey, you want to know something, Mark? I got one for you and Smoking Jim. The hotel I stayed at in Youngstown was so poor, they stole my cows.
Yeah. Danny coming in. I'll take the last one. Danny coming in from Poughkeepsie, Ohio. He said, stop staying at those Twilight Zone motels in Ohio.
They stole my
unbelievable, house. Danny. As we wind this show down, let everybody know how they can find you, Ralph, because starting next week, you're taking over Oakland.
Yeah, I'm taking over Oakland with the External Bum podcast, man. I love it. Bums in sports. I love talking about that. So anyway, RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Also, YouTube. You can catch all my shows. And especially the ones that I do with Smokin' Jim. And Mark's on one of my shows on my Ralph Williams 101 show archive. So make sure you go on YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe. I need 9 more subscribers to make 100.
Let's get that. Come on, guys. Ralph, in 10 seconds, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
Instagram.
I just said it.
Smokin' Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
And you know how you get a hold of me. I'm all over the place. For the two guys in Pittsburgh, Ralph and Jim, yours truly, Mark Mancini, in Los Angeles.
Thank
Stay
you,
tuned
everybody.
For the crazy show
Thank
out of Indianapolis at the top of the hour. We will be back next week, same time, same channel. Good night, everybody.
Be safe.